KPIX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump talking with his Moscow counterpart today.
President Trump is expected to speak with Russian President Vladimir Putin this morning as the U.S. pushes for a ceasefire in Russia's war in Ukraine. The president Monday called this a very important call and said this is now a very critical stage in negotiations. President Trump said he and Putin would discuss land concessions, power plants, and dividing up assets. He has repeatedly said he believes Ukrainian President Zelensky does not have the cards in the negotiations to end the war. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Fresh fighting in Gaza overnight. Israel hitting the territory with new airstrikes as the ceasefire appears to have broken apart. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says more than 400 Palestinians were killed. President Trump says files related to the 1963 assassination of President John F. Kennedy will be released today without any redactions. That's 80,000 files. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You can now cast your ballot in the April 1st election. Early voting starts today in the city of Madison. Here's what you need to know about what's on the ballot. Statewide, voters are deciding the next justice on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Dane County Judge Susan Crawford has more liberal views, while former Attorney General Brad Schimmels are more conservative. Technically, this race is nonpartisan, but it's become the most expensive Supreme Court race in state history. Whoever wins will be joining three liberals and three conservatives on the bench. So this election will determine the balance of the court for years to come. Voters statewide are also choosing the next superintendent of schools. This race is also technically nonpartisan, but current superintendent Jill Underley's values typically align with the left, while challenger Brittany Kinzer is getting more support from the right. And we also have all 20 seats up for grabs on the Madison Common Council. And this year, it's kind of weird. In 2023, Madisonians voted on whether to stagger terms on the council, meaning instead of electing all 20 seats every 2 years, we would elect 10 seats every year. That measure passed with 83% of voters in favor. This election is the start of that plan. So alders elected in odd-numbered districts will serve 2-year terms. That's normal. But the alders elected in even-numbered districts will serve for just 1 year. Those seats will be up for re-election next year, and the winner will serve for 2 years. So it looks a little funky this spring, but next spring will be the new normal with staggered terms. The city of Madison offers early voting at more than 40 locations across the city. Meanwhile, the city has 14 drop boxes for absentee ballots. They just opened a couple days ago. They're in all areas of the city, mostly at fire stations. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
A setback for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks' backup center, Jericho Sims, will be out for at least a month. Sims had surgery yesterday in New York after suffering torn ligaments in his right thumb. It happened early Saturday night against the Pacers. Sims, after the game, his right hand all taped up.
It happened the first few seconds I was in. I got caught on another player when I was cutting him off. Physical is just boxing out. I mean, that's something that we usually are good at, but, you know, it's certain teams we tend to struggle with.
The Bucks open a 5-game road trip tonight against Golden State. March Madness, the Wisconsin Badgers head to Denver for their game Thursday afternoon against Montana. Marquette will face New Mexico in Cleveland on Friday night. Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Padres 14-8 out in Arizona. Infielder Bryce Terang sitting out with a sore shoulder. For now, it looks like Joey Ortiz will start at shortstop on opening day. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We are tracking a winter storm system that has the potential to bring rain tonight through tomorrow, maybe a thunderstorm or two tomorrow, and then rain will change to snow late tomorrow into tomorrow night with an inch or two, maybe up to three possible heavier amounts to the north. Today, though, partly to mostly cloudy, high of 58. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it's 43.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
What do you think about Donald Trump firing 80,000 employees of the VA? Steve from Madison, also a veteran. I'm hearing from one of our conservative texters saying it's okay because it saves money.
How does it save money if it kills people? I mean, how many suicides are there amongst veterans? How many of our seniors need health care? I mean, you take away money from us and it kills us. That's what it does.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to PreventChildAbuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Hopefully your St. Patrick's headache has gone away. We'll be discussing top broadband officials exiting the U.S. Department of Commerce, what it means for broadband in Wisconsin. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. A new choice. Madison's real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
President Trump has made a promise to American people. We're gonna make this country safe again. I wake up every morning loving my job because I work for the greatest president in the history of my life. And we're going to make this country safe again. I'm proud to be a part of this administration. We're not stopping. I don't care what the judges think. I don't care what the left thinks. We're coming.
Oh, that would be Tom Hobag.
Holman.
Great. What? Holman. Oh, I'm sorry. I always get that wrong. The greatest president in history.
Really? There's a few that would like to have a word.
And if you don't agree, you're going to be deported, Stephanie.
I kind of feel like we're screwed, don't you? Do you feel like we're screwed?
Oh, yeah.
Mike.
That dancing?
That was dancing.
Yeah. Welcome this morning to a White House full of lies. Whose house? My house. Where the hell did we die? Must have been a dream. I don't believe where we've been. Come on. Let's start the beginning. Do you, feel like we're screwed?
Rocky Mountain Mike comes alive.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Peter Frampton. Yeah, Rocky Mountain Mike came alive just then.
Peter Frampton, yeah. A best friend of Bob Newhart.
Really?
Wow.
Who knew? Did
That's
not
random.
Know.
Isn't that weird?
Well, it's the 11th billionth headline. Who's this from? Oh, James. James of the North.
Okay.
Subject line, Stephanie is right. Bella is awesome. Chris is wrong. We should just rename the show that.
Chris is wrong?
No, Bella is right and awesome.
I mean, my name would be on the show if you called it Chris is Wrong. So
Stephanie's right. Bella's awesome. Chris is wrong.
That's the name of the show.
And Jody's pretty.
Okay.
greetings from Canada, eh?
Hey.
James says, I wanted to give you a peek into what's happening here in face of the tariffs imposed by the Count of Mostly Crisco.
That's funny.
I haven't heard that one. Have you? By the way, everyone must call Elon Musk Sissy SpaceX from now on because he hates that.
Yeah, he does.
Don't call him Sissy SpaceX.
His own AI is correcting him on Twitter.
I know, I saw that.
He will ban you from Twitter. If you
Sissy
call him
SpaceX
that.
Will? Uh-huh. For calling him Sissy SpaceX?
Uh-huh. He will ban you.
Oh, no, whatever will I do?
Oh, no. Bluntly, we're pissed. Less about tariffs, more about the erasing borders, 51st state attack on sovereignty thing. We take that kind of talk extremely seriously, sure. As anyone would. Imagine if another country wanted to redraw your borders and make you part of their country. I dare say folks would not take kindly to it. As far as tariffs are concerned, more than 80% of Canadians are boycotting anything and everything made in the U.S. Many folks, when at the grocery store, have taken to flipping American products on the shelf upside down so other shoppers know what to avoid. We all know it's not about all Americans. We know that many, many of you love us, and we love you too. But good Lord, this is ridiculous. It didn't have to be this way. Hopefully it'll sort itself out soon. Anyway, I know as many of us do, Americans are strong and resilient, have a history of destroying fascists. So we have every confidence you can do it again. Whatever happens, I love you and the show. I never miss a live stream. You're amazing. You look fantastic for 42.
Fantastic.
You know what?
We'll just leave it
James, you are, but you know what? We want to be honest here on the Stephanie Miller Show. I am 43, so let's not, you know, let's.
Oh yeah, that year really makes.
I look fantastic for 43. Bella is great, a wonderful addition to the show. I have a trans son is about her age, so I have my own Gen Z translator. And for the record, I don't think Chris is wrong. I just said that to get your attention.
Of course.
You know your letter will automatically get read.
Yes.
All right. Let's be, Bridget in Chicago real quick. Hello, Bridget.
Hello.
I feel like perhaps I should reset the phone. Oh, hi, Bridget.
Stephanie.
There
thank
we
you.
Go.
Chris is always wrong.
Thank you.
Because you're the bomb.
Thank you.
Hey,
yes.
Stephanie, love your show. Longtime listener. First-time caller for always wanted to call in, but this is dire times. Chris, you are always wrong.
Well, you know.
Bruce in Chicago, I mean in Washington, D.C. is wrong.
All right.
I'm a retired teacher. My husband's a NASA employee. Chuck Schumer, Dick Durbin. I don't know why they said yes. Here's what I'm thinking, feeling, and I know everyone is. Action. I don't know why everyone's hesitating. We are willing to use our savings to lose our house because that's what's coming. And people need to wake up.
Yeah.
April 5th. Here's what I'm upset about. Democrats, indivisible.com, 50 states, the movement, 50-51.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We all have to decide. One day, everyone come out.
Yeah.
Every single person.
You know, Jody made this point,
this
I think.
This country's already changed.
Yeah, yeah Jody, I think you made this point on Bob's show that people are in the streets. The media, once again,
they
is failing us.
Covering it.
Yeah, the media is not covering it. You can see stuff a lot, you know, on social media, but it's, you know, people are pissed.
Yeah, the revolution is not being televised again.
Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jody.
Yeah, I think you should coin that phrase.
Yeah, they did when I was born.
Okay.
So, speaking of our letter from Canada, a Canadian actor detained by ICE.
Yeah.
Canadian actor and entrepreneur Jasmine Mooney is speaking out about her detention by ICE and after attempting to enter California from Mexico earlier this month. She's a Vancouver native known for her role in American Pie Presents the Book of Love. She now runs a wellness brand, Holy Water. She was traveling from Vancouver to where she works in L.A. when a U.S. border officer at the Vancouver airport informed her 3-year work visa had been revoked. Seeking to renew her travel authorization, she then attempted to enter the U.S. through San Ysidro down, you know, San Diego, where she originally obtained her visa, was detained on March 3rd. She was held for 3 nights at a detention center in San Diego where she described alarming conditions. I mean, this is the problem, Jody. They're just snatching people. And some people have green cards, but they're like, oh, no, that's not good either now because Trump says so. I mean, it's... Oh, I love this one. Hold, please. What's his name? Lutnick. He's the Commerce Secretary.
Uh-huh.
He said, ungrateful Canada should just say thank you.
Oh,
isn't that lovely?
That's what it's all about.
Think about it. Yeah, what's that about? He said, think about it. The biggest trading partner in the whole world that's vital to Canada's existence says, I'm unhappy, and they respond negatively. Just say thank you. Just say thank you.
For what?
I want to work it out with you. I want you to be happy. Wow, he's speaking like every abusive spouse.
So abusive.
Wow.
Stop hitting yourself, Canada. Stop hitting yourself.
Right, Canada. Okay.
You wouldn't be like this if you didn't dress that way, Canada.
Exactly.
That's funny.
Stay away from the pinball machine,
right.
Canada.
Yeah. Hi, Stephanie in Houston. Hello, Stephanie in Houston. And why?
Hello.
Hello. Am I as a human on 7-second delay?
No. Everybody's been on hold for so long that they've set the phone down and put it on speaker.
Yeah, it's my Dodge Dart in the winter in Buffalo. Yeah, go
ahead. Here.
Hi, Jeff. Go ahead. Yes, go ahead. Oh, dear.
Hey.
Yes.
Yes.
I was just, sorry. Hi, thanks for taking my call. Especially just calling to chime in on the Senator Schumer conversation.
Yes.
And just to say that, you know, I think that the issue with him and leaders like him is kind of broader than the specific decision that he made on Friday. I think what you're seeing is a response to, a dynamic that's been going on since the beginning of time, right? There are men on the East Coast of the country, D.C., New York City. They are in leadership positions in the Democratic Party. Meanwhile, the lion's share of the work across the country is done by women in volunteer roles. And, you know, those women deserve brave, robust leadership that is commensurate with what they do every day. Yeah. And I think that those ground troops are frustrated, and I think think they're just done with that. And they're demanding leadership as strong as they are.
Yep. I think, you know, what Charlie Pierce said, Chuck Schumer's just not a wartime consigliere.
Exactly.
He's not who you go to war with, you know. Mm-hmm. I just think, and again, it's not necessarily an age thing, but the way AOC and Jasmine Crockett message are just, you know.
Chuck Schumer was effective at one time. Right now, he's not the leader we need.
I have a Musk stack. You know, someone said Elon Musk. Doesn't it sound like a cheap cologne you brought at the drugstore in 1975?
Yeah.
Like, ooh, I have a date. I'm gonna get some Elon Musk.
Car Noir.
Pardon me.
Truck Car Noir.
Remember that stuff?
Oh, that's what Dr. Hoffmeyer wears, isn't it?
If I smell that, I go right back to 1988.
Okay.
It was Polo by Ralph Lauren for me.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I wore Yvonne Musk. Okay. The New York Post has rebuked Elon Musk. Imagine that.
Oh, okay.
Over his call for impeaching the federal judge who ordered the Trump administration to stop deporting violent illegal. Well, first of all, we don't know that they're violent illegal. This is the New York Post, of course, because the Trump administration said they are. Mm-hmm. Ay, ay, ay. Even they said, sorry, Elon, even deporting illegal gangbangers must heed the rule of law. Okay, first, that's so New York Post-y. We don't know that they're illegal gangbangers because they're not respecting the rule of law or having any hearing or anything.
Yeah, you don't have to be a citizen of this country to have the Constitution cover you.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. This is what they consider the rule of law. Pam Bondi, did you see this? She said, I've already directed an investigation to be open to see how the Tesla protests are being funded, who's behind it, who's doing this. We have people, we're locking up on that now. If you're looking at 20 years in prison, if you're going to touch a Tesla, go to a dealership, do anything, you better watch out because we're coming after
you. Go to a dealership?
Is this all they're doing on the law and order front, this law and order administration that they ran
through the January 6th investigation, but Tesla... Right.
And meanwhile, he has to recall all of them because the parts are flying off.
Yeah, they're just horrible cars.
I may need a tinier violin. I'll start with this one. Yeah, no, it's not small enough. Elon Musk, Tesla said in a letter to the U.S. Trade Representative. Ah, this one's fine. We can use both of them. They said in a letter to the U.S. Trade Representative that Trump's trade war could make it a target for retaliatory tariffs. Oh, I'm sorry. He's worried that those tariffs are going to specifically hit Tesla. So he'll want an exemption, I assume.
Of course.
Yes, because, you know.
They cross our borders.
The plight of the rich white billionaires can never be underestimated. Oh, thank you, Bella. Thank you. It's hard, you know, it's hard to find because it's so small.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And scene. I can't wait to talk to Joe Weinbanks. This is just Elon Musk threw a tantrum after his Doge was dealt a series of legal setbacks, immediately calling for the impeachment of federal judges. This is when them calling on them to reinstate federal workers. Again, I think this is another court order they're defying. Mm-hmm. I don't think they've reinstated anybody. And then, okay, this is going in Jill Stack. Who makes them? We are in extra constitutional territory.
We are.
Mm-hmm. Yes. How about this one? Elon Musk's company avoided paying almost all federal income tax on nearly $11 billion of U.S. income over 3 years. Does that smell like cake? That smells like let him eat cake, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't this what revolutions are? Mm-hmm. Do we have shut up about that cake? this the stuff revolutions are made of?
This is.
Does that not piss you off? Like, it's we're about ready to pay taxes, right? It's almost April. Nothing. Are you kidding me? His Tesla is valued at over $1 trillion, did not pay any federal income tax last year. And Congress might give Tesla even more tax breaks. Mm-hmm. On top of all the taxpayer-funded government contracts he mm-hmm. gets, right? And we're the ones sucking off the government. I mean, it's just, I smell cake. It's Lily Tomlin. Let them in. Shut up about the cake. It's in there. Okay. And then one last one in my Musk stack. Elon Musk. So sexy. He amplified a tweet that downplays the responsibility of dictators and mass killings. He said Stalin, Mao, and Hitler didn't murder millions of people.
What?
What now?
What?
What now?
What?
He said their public sector workers did.
What?
Because, you know, he's been attacking federal workers. Right. So, right. But I believe, Chris, am I incorrect that who ordered the federal workers to would be Hitler?
Yeah.
Yes, would be. Hitler.
Yeah.
Okay. I see. So he's not responsible because he didn't actually do it. Okay. All right.
He didn't physically do it.
Yeah. All right. Got it. Okay, we have a ginormous legal stack for Jill Winebanks. We will talk to her momentarily, 20 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth. It's the Lincoln bedroom where the president sleeps has Cozy Earth.
Well, as it should. He's the president.
Yes. Well, of course. That's my point. And also the Luxe bath sheets. They're huge. Don't you love a big towel? I don't like the little towel. Right? You like big, soft. I know I'm making this sound dirty, but it's not. It's after you're clean. You get out of the shower. It's this huge, soft, ultra-absorbent, just fantastic. Everything is next-level luxury. The sheets. I have the comforter cover. I have the comforter itself. I have the jammies. Oh, my God, the bamboo pajama set. I cannot say enough about it. Cozy Earth is all about turning your home into a sanctuary. Okay.
With your lover?
Yes. Well, not me, but other people, presumably. You can unwind, recharge, indulge in everyday luxury. They make it risk-free with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. Go to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. My code is Stephanie for up to 40% off the softest sheets, towels, jammies, and more. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. If you get that post-purchase survey, tell them you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller.
I wish we lived in the day where you could challenge
Stephanie Miller
to a duel.
It's Stephanie Miller. If you're like me and you love sharp political insight, bold opinions, and a touch of humor to make sense of these crazy times, have I got some fantastic news for you. The Political Voices Network is now on Substack. This is your new go-to for the best in independent media. We're talking about my show streaming daily with episodes on demand, the fearless of journalism of Brian Karam, the brilliant side-splitting satire of John Fugelsang, the unrelenting working class advocacy of Rick Smith, and so much more. Here's the best part. Subscribing is so easy. You can join for free. Support these incredible independent voices by signing up for a full subscription. You'll get access to exclusive content, behind-the-scenes insights, and a chance to directly fuel fearless, unfiltered media. So what are you waiting for? Head on over to PoliticalVoicesNetwork.com. Every subscription helps, especially yours. One more time, that is PoliticalVoicesNetwork.com. Sign up now. Do it.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Folks, we've got to talk about Derek Van Orden. The second-term congressman representing Wisconsin's 3rd District is at it again, dodging public meetings and making all kinds of unhinged comments. As many scramble and struggle to understand the chaos of what's happening in Washington, D.C., and how it's impacting people here in Wisconsin, Van Orden has been as frustrating and disrespectful as ever. In one instance, Van Orden took to social media to berate a veteran who had been fired from his job at the VA by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. And the veteran in question is simply someone who was just reaching out to his congressman, looking for answers. Van Orden's office has also hastily canceled public meetings, and he has made some especially wild accusations about people who have been attending these public events. Congressman Van Orden needs to stop this unhinged madness, and more importantly, be more available and accountable to his constituents.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We remember the important work of Carrie Morgan. She became a pivotal figure in education in the Appleton area during the late 1800s and was elected superintendent of schools in 1894. Morgan believed in the importance of early childhood learning and took the bold step to establish a kindergarten program. Her forward thinking also laid the foundation for a school dedicated to deaf and handicapped students. She believed every child, regardless of abilities, should have access to education. These efforts set the stage for programs still in use today. Morgan Alley in downtown Appleton was named in her honor in 2019. Her legacy reminds us all of the power to be inclusive and innovative. We recognize the powerful women from the past and those who are still writing their own history today. I'm Amanda Nimmer.
Stephanie Miller.
Everybody, listen to me and return me my ship. I'm your captain. I'm your captain. Right. Though I'm feeling mighty sick.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Jody Hamilton's here. Yep. Watergate prosecutor Jill Winebank's coming up in just a couple of minutes. I forgot I have one more Musk stack.
Okay.
Yes. Well, this whole Doge thing is so ridiculous anyway, Jody. But CNN busted Doge spokesperson McLaurin Pinover.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my.
She's a fashion influencer.
Oh, my God. What does that mean, actually?
She's some douche. They caught her making fashion influencer videos at her Doge office.
Oh, wow. Wow.
As they're getting how much taxpayer money, right, that they're playing these stupid Doge kids. So she was shooting fashion videos for Instagram in her Doge office.
Because she, like, had to in the moment. Right?
Oh, my God.
I mean, she had a really nice dress, and she had a brooch.
Moment came upon her.
Chris and I have a visceral reaction when someone says I'm an influencer or a life coach.
I was a PR manager for a resort hotel.
Yes.
And I got so many calls from influencers. I would like a free room because I'm going to put you on my Instagram.
An influencer. You have to say you're an influencer, you're not.
You're not an influencer.
Right. No.
I'm a fashion. Jody Hamilton is a fashion influencer, let me just tell you. Right? What did I say? What do I wear tomorrow night to the premiere? Oh, my God.
You did.
The White House has quietly directed the FBI to halt the background check process for dozens of Trump's top staffers.
Okay.
That sounds like a bad idea.
Because I feel like maybe they wouldn't pass a background check. I'm just going to go out on a limb and say maybe because they wouldn't pass a background
check.
Probably, yeah. Because maybe they're crooks, like people running the White House.
Yeah,
so maybe,
sure.
Right, okay. Oh, I see. They transferred the process to the Pentagon, which he's been staffing with Trump loyalists.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, because, okay. All right. Wow, do I have a... you know what? I actually have two separate legal stacks. So
for Jill?
Yes, Jill Winebanks will be here till next Thursday with me.
Oh, well, but I don't think she agreed to that.
No, she did not, and then she'd have to be on with me on Thursday.
She didn't yet. But she will. Jill Winebanks next.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Trump administration has launched another investigation into UW-Madison over DEI initiatives, this time alleging that the university is continuing to work with a nonprofit that aims to boost diversity in doctoral programs. The president's Department of Education is looking into 45 universities across the country that participate in the PhD Project. Now, the PhD Project is a nonprofit program that works to recruit more people of color into doctorate programs. It limits eligibility based on race and ethnicity. Back in February, all universities got a letter saying they had 2 weeks to eliminate any programs that focus on diversity, equity, and inclusion, or they would lose access to federal funding. And last week, the administration announced that 60 universities were being investigated for civil rights violations because of campus protests against the war in Gaza. In that letter, new Secretary of Education Linda McMahon told these universities they could face, quote, potential enforcement actions. And Wisconsin food pantries and farmers want the USDA to restore programs to help buy local produce. Joanne Krulatz has the story.
The agency announced last week it was ending the local food purchase assistance and the local food for schools programs. That's part of cuts initiated by billionaire Elon Musk and President Trump. Over 280 farms and 250 food pantries in Wisconsin took part in the LFPA program in 2023 and 2024, with $4.2 million in food distributed to food pantries. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction got $3.4 million for the school fund program. USDA officials say the programs were meant only as pandemic support and no longer serve the agency.
That's Joanne Krulatz reporting. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy and mild today with high temperatures reaching 60 degrees. However, we're still in a high fire danger. So the rain on the way is much needed. It'll move in early tomorrow morning, where we could see some thunderstorms. Winds will also become breezy, and the rain becomes all snow late at night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 46 degrees at our studios.
The John and Gordy Show.
Good morning, Joe.
How you doing, guys? It's always good to note what kind of geopolitical nonsense is going on. Trump, of course, is asking the Danish Egg Association if they would ship some of their eggs to the U.S. because of the surging egg prices that we have. Trump.
Isn't that shocking? To ask for something like that?
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, he would not be negotiating with the GOP if he was Wisconsin's sitting senator.
I want to clarify, like, I'm always happy to negotiate in good faith, but we're talking about a party that's not acting in good faith. We shouldn't be in a position where we're throwing a life raft to somebody who is hell-bent on sinking the entire ship.
Not something I want to be involved in.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, Substack blogger Mike McCabe will join us on 3D Day.
That's right. We'll do the show in three dimensions.
Tune in.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Fair housing. It's not an option. It's...
I don't know why any judge would want terrorists returned to the United States. I mean, the President Trump, by proclamation, invoked the authorities of the Alien Enemies Act, which he has the right to do, and it's a game changer.
That would be Tom Homan.
Yes.
Right? Didn't they lose their shizzle when Barack Obama called people czars or whatever? They called them czars.
Yes.
And, yeah. Okay.
Yep.
So he's the yeah. All right. You know what? I have a large legal stack, so I need to right now.
I was once tuned into my radio one day,
to Stephanie Miller.
I'm Stephanie Miller. Comes a lady. She is still one. Thanks again.
Verbal is judicial. Also, this idea of jurisdiction, that they were outside of our airspace, out of American airspace. The point is that the defendants were within the jurisdiction of the court and subject to court orders. They ordered the planes to leave. They had the power to say, come back. So it had nothing to do with the fact that the plane was outside of our airspace. It was within our president's control, and he is subject to court control. And if he isn't subject to court control, then we are not a democracy. We have three equal branches, and the courts have the final say in the end about what is legal and what isn't legal. And what he did violates so many laws.
Yeah.
Did you see Legal Alert on MSNBC? I mean, he looks like he is under more stress than any human being can tolerate because of the number of deportations that have nothing to do with the rule of law. We don't know that anyone on that plane was a gang member.
Thank
There's
you.
Been no
Jill,
evidence.
That's what I wanted to ask you next. You have to be a lawyer to go, due process, any semblance of a rule of law requires a hearing.
Because Tom Homan says you're a gang member doesn't mean you're a gang member.
Right, right. Yeah, this is what ACLU said. No court or judge or jury ever heard their case, right? There was no appeal, just a plane to forced labor prisons in El Salvador for whoever Trump said should go.
If he can send people to a country, not their home, but to a country that we're paying to house them because we don't have enough housing, where human rights are not a priority in that country, where he's letting people possibly be put in very harsh circumstances who might even be American citizens. We don't know who those people were. No court
right.
has looked at it. And there was plenty of timely requests that they be put before our court. And that's what our country stands for.
Right. That's what I'm reading the piece. Without due process, there's no way to know whether they were Venezuelan gang members or simply asylum seekers or migrants who were not gang members at all. But let's talk about where we are now, because what happens? So they've obviously defied this court order. It seems to me like they're also defying the court order about reinstating the federal workers. Who makes them, Jill? That's the problem where we are, right?
Well, it is true, and I am going to be interviewing Erwin Chemerinsky, who's a leading constitutional scholar at UC Berkeley, who wrote the most terrifying piece about basically there's a way around every legal thing, and that he's not sure that the law can stop Donald Trump. But I believe we, the people, can. That it's, you know it's a long time ago, but it worked for Nixon. When he saw the public pressure and the public outcry, and, you know, your father's running mate, Goldberg, all of the Republicans.
Goldwater.
And, I'm sorry, what did I say?
Goldberg.
Oh, God, okay. Goldwater, yes. Goldberg was the...
That sounded like a blame the Jews joke. That sunk the Titanic. Goldberg, Iceberg, I don't know.
Get that from me. But yeah, Republicans joined with Democrats in saying facts are facts. And Nixon, despite his crimes, believed in the rule of law. And when ordered to do the turnover of tapes, he did it. And that was the end of that. The facts came out because we heard the evidence. And he had to resign.
What do they say, Jill? Nixon was a president who became a criminal. Trump's a criminal who became president. He's a lifelong criminal. I mean, he's a convicted felon. I love that exchange with, who was it? I don't know which nominee. Oh, Dr. Oz.
Yeah.
I think it was Senator Hassan asked, they've asked a lot of these nominees, what will you do if Donald Trump gives you an illegal order? And he says, oh, he would never do that. Really?
Right.
The convicted felon would never do that. The 34-count convicted felon who breaks the law on an hourly basis would never
and
do that.
And he gets away with it every single time.
Right.
He has not suffered. Has he paid off E. Jean Carroll yet? Has he paid off any of the damages that have been awarded? Not yet. I want to see it happen.
Well,
and he hasn't gone to jail yet for felonies.
That's it. He always outruns the law, Jill. He always, this is what happened with this. Tom Holman literally said, I don't care what the judges think or what judges think. And then on cue, a Republican representative to seek impeachment of this judge. Elon Musk says, let's impeach all the judges who rule against Doge.
And the Department of Justice asked to transfer the case from the judge because he had ruled against Donald Trump.
Right.
That's not grounds for removing a judge.
Right. But we haven't even talked about this crazy pants thing at the DOJ where, first of all, it was like one of his rallies. I mean, you must have, I thought of you.
Sight of him standing there was so repulsive.
No, he did the warm-up song playlist, but like a Trump rally, had Pam Bondi talking about how he's the greatest president in history. And then he comes up and just talk a little bit about what he said, but he's just suggesting criticisms of judges and courts should be illegal. Oh, I guess except when he does it, or Republicans do it. He said it should be illegal for the press to describe elections in any way that is different from how he characterizes his victory. He says Eileen Cannon is the absolute model of what a judge should be. And then, of course, he talked about MSNBC and CNN should be illegal. I can't even, he called all of that his adversaries scum. Jill, it is just, I didn't think, you never thought you could imagine anything like that, could you?
I did not. I thought Nixon was a sui generis, one-off, unique happening, and that we would never again see anything like this. The First Amendment is being trashed. The Voice of America, gone.
Yeah.
We are not fighting for democracy around the world. We're not even fighting for democracy in our own country. It is a disgrace that we have gotten to this point. And the only thing that's going to stop it is, I hope we can last till 26 and make sure that we have a Democratic House and Senate so that we can undo the damage. But you can't just undo the damage. I mean, he's gone into such detail, pettiness, taking away all references Black, Hispanic, and women at Arlington National Cemetery. Those who fought and died are buried in Arlington, our national cemetery, military cemetery. And you can't mention a Congressional Medal of Honor winner who happens to be Black, because that's DEI. Yeah. Yeah. He didn't get that because he was a DEI dead person. He got it because he was a brave American. Yeah. It's disgraceful.
So let's talk... So many.
Yeah.
The Ninth Circuit rejected a request from Trump administration Monday for an immediate stay on a federal judge's ruling last week that reinstated thousands of probationary federal employees who had just been fired. But again, Jill, where is the enforcement mechanism? Because I know there were some workers on TV yesterday they asked her, have you been reinstated? They're like, no. I mean, so we are already in.
They just placed on leave, paid leave. So they're getting paid, but they're not being allowed to return to work. It's sort of like what he did to law firms. He took away their security clearances and said they could not enter a federal building. Federal buildings are public. Yes, you can't enter with a gun. Well, that's not the issue. You don't need a security clearance to enter a federal building. So that's outrageous and illegal and immoral. And we have to, you know, luckily one firm has brought a lawsuit to undo this. But you know how many suits are pending? Because I can't keep track. But we're talking probably hundreds of lawsuits are pending against our government because of all of the illegal executive orders. And they are outrageous in what they're doing.
Yeah, this one, saying the Trump administration is sabotaging civil rights enforcement by the Department of Education. A federal lawsuit has just been filed to stop Trump and Linda McMahon from carrying out the mass firing of civil rights investigators and lawyers. You have to talk about this Biden's pardons are no good thing. That's not a thing, is it? You can't just say he signed it. I don't even know what to say about the auto pen thing or whatever.
Well, of course, auto pen is a mechanism to be used at the direction of the president. It's illegal to use it if he didn't direct it. But once it's directed to be used, it's the same as a handwritten signature in the same way.
Biden's on tape saying he's pardoning these people. Yeah. What do you mean he wasn't aware of it?
Exactly. I mean, there's no evidence of that. Any court would call him in and President Biden would say, of course I meant it to happen. I did or did not use. We don't know that he used an auto pen. We do not.
Yeah.
Because there weren't that many of these. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. But it doesn't matter. It's legal to have done it. In the same way, how many documents have you e-signed? Those are legal.
Right. Exactly.
You can submit to a court an e-signed document. You don't have to physically sign and delivered to a court. Nobody goes to a courthouse to file documents anymore. In fact, if you go to do that, they will say, you can't be here. File this online. They won't even take
really?
It from you.
I'm still using the curly, shiny fax paper. Oh, I didn't have to do that?
If you use a mimeograph, do you remember those?
Yes, sure, yes. Oh, yes, absolutely.
I can still smell it.
Yeah, yeah,
that purple ink.
That purple ink, exactly.
And that's a long time ago. Even I barely remember that.
But, Joel, speaking of the pardons, I mean, I love that Adam Kinzinger, for one, is modeling courage, which I say is contagious, where he just said, bring it on if you're going to. But this is the thing. They don't have any evidence against any of, you know, they just want to harass people, right, and make them have to.
It is pretty much big harassment, even with pro bono legal defense. And I am sure that law firms will step up to this, although, of course, what he's done to some of the big law firms, including my former firm, Jenner & Block, but, you know, more so to Covington and to Cooey Perkins, and all of the firms on his list are intended to be warned and their clients to say, well, if you can't represent me at the Department of whatever, at the SEC, because you can't enter a federal building, I can't use you. This is intended to kill their business. It is the most devious, unbelievably petty, awful thing.
Yeah.
A lot of law firms are saying, well, I'm not going to represent issue A. I'm not going to represent an immigrant who is an American citizen or someone who, Khalil, has a green card. He's a lawful permanent resident. He's married to an American citizen who is 8 months pregnant.
Yeah.
And he's now in limbo as to what's going to happen to him. He could be spirited out of the country in the dead of night to any country because that's what they're doing. And that's terrifying.
Yeah. Well, this is, you know, people are like, oh, Trump wants this fight because politically, you know, he can say, see, Democrats want, you know, violent, illegal gang members. It's just, no, if any person believes in any shred of the rule of law, you have to say this is wrong. I mean,
I believe in evidence. I believe in fact. And all I'm asking is that there be a finding of fact in a court of law as to who these people are. I don't want criminals here, but I don't want them sent to El Salvador, where we're paying to house them millions of dollars. And I don't want them sent there unless they are actually gang members, proven to be gang members.
Yeah.
They're using, if they have a tattoo, they're a gang member. That is, I'm watching a series called Younger, and one of the stars is a tattoo artist. I think tattoos are a whole different form of art. I'm no longer thinking that just because you have a tattoo, you're a gang member.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, Roger Stone has a tattoo of Dick Nixon on his
arm. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Pete Hegseth has the Nazi symbol.
Oh, there. Well, yes.
Okay. Not about that. Well, yeah. That one maybe we should deport for.
Yes, that is a gang symbol.
Jill Winebanks for the win. Nothing but net. All right. We love you, Jill Winebanks. Let's make it so long next time. We love you.
We love you, Jill.
I'm ready anytime. I love you both.
All right. Bye, honey. There she goes. Watergate.
Bye. Bye.
Get her, Jill Winebanks. Yay.
50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Stamps.com, which gives me
individual liberty.
That's right, because I have
flexibility.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Oh, now it's a chorus.
Aww.
With Stamps.com, tedious tasks like sending certified mail, invoices, checks, or documents, packages, you name it, can be done on your time, not someone else's. Stamps.com simplifies your postage needs, adds valuable
liberty.
Flexibility. Your flexibility. Oh.
Individual liberty.
Thank you. It gives you both of those things. Okay. It handles all your mailing and shipping needs wherever, whenever. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell products online. Access all the USPS and UPS services you need to run your business from your phone, your computer, day or night. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Stamps.com. If you type in the code Stephanie, you get a special offer. It includes a 4-week trial, free postage, a free digital scale, no long-term contracts. Stamps.com. The code is Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
You can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Stephanie Miller.
Oh, hey there. It's Stephanie Miller. If you're like me and you love sharp political insight, bold opinions, and a touch of humor to make sense of these crazy times, have I got some fantastic news for you. The Political Voices Network is now on Substack. This is your new go-to for the best in independent media. We're talking about my show streaming daily with episodes on demand, the fearless of journalism of Brian Karam, the brilliant side-splitting satire of John Fugelsang, the unrelenting working-class advocacy of Rick Smith, and so much more. Here's the best part. Subscribing is so easy. You can join for free. Support these incredible independent voices by signing up for a full subscription. You'll get access to exclusive content, behind-the-scenes insights, and a chance to directly fuel fearless, unfiltered media. So what are you waiting for? Head on over to PoliticalVoicesNetwork.com. Every subscription helps, especially yours. One more time, that is PoliticalVoicesNetwork.com. Sign up now. Do it. Well, did you know scammers can literally steal your home right out from under you? The FBI calls it house stealing, and it's a growing real estate scam targeting American homeowners. So let me ask you, when was the last time you checked your home title? If you're like me, the answer is never, and that's exactly what scammers are counting on. That's why I trust Home Title Lock. Their million-dollar triple lock protection helps keep your home and equity safe. Here's what you get. Immediate 24/7 monitoring of your property, urgent alerts if there are any changes, and if a fraud should happen, their U.S.-based restoration team will spend up to $1 million to fix the fraud and restore your title at no additional cost. And here's the best part. I've teamed up with Home Title Lock to give you a free title history report so you can find out if you're already a victim and access your personal title expert. That's a $250 value just for signing up. Go to HomeTitleLock.com, use the promo code Stephanie250, or click on the link in the description. HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Stephanie250 to get the protection and peace of mind that you deserve.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
1849. Ban on abortions, which, by the way, what is squat about that? Man?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is squat about that? Man?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is squat about that? Man?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin's Supreme Court.
Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Transform your outdoor space with David J. Frank, Wisconsin's award-winning landscape management company for 65 years. You've seen their beautiful work at Hilldale Shopping Center. From expert lawn care to seasonal flower beds, precise trimming and sustainable solutions, David J. Frank makes your vision a reality. And right now is the best time to prune or remove trees. Request your free quote today at davidjfrank.com and get on their list for spring cleanups. David J. Frank, 65 years of excellence in every blade of grass.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bella's encouraging me.
Yes.
Okay, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Look, Jody Hamilton's here.
Hi, Jody.
Ray, you cannot hear that impression enough, can you, Jody?
Oh, I took my headphones off while she was doing that, left the room, but other than that, it's fine.
I forget what Travis used to take his headphones off for. I can't remember now. Something. Oh, what was it? Impeachment duck.
Yeah.
Hi, Travis. Impeachment duck.
Indictment okay. duck. That's what it
Indictment
was.
Indictment duck. Sure, yeah. Okay. So I mentioned this earlier.
How did that do?
Well, he was convicted.
Man.
Sure, he was convicted, but about it didn't
well
mean
as,
anything.
Right. It's about as well as the third eaglet.
No!
They took her body away.
Way to bring the room down. Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, I already told you I'm out of White Lotus. It's too dark. I don't like dark.
The other two eaglets are doing fine.
Yeah, this season of White Lotus is a little darker than that.
Oh, yes. So good. Yes.
This last episode was really good.
Bella, we finally parted ways. I was into White Lotus, and I'm like, no, I miss my Jennifer Coolidge. I'm out. It's too creepy and dark, and I'm out. I don't like it.
Sam Rockwell appears in this.
He does.
All right. I mentioned this earlier, but so Trump gave Israel the green light to renew military operations against Hamas. I mean,
I thought he was our peace president.
Right? The no more wars
president. Oh, no, I literally lost a friend over that.
Yeah, just, well, I know. Every time Jody thinks stories, I get re-angry at, you know, Jill Stein voters and blah, blah, blah. Israel vowed to open the gates of hell. Do you remember, I love this part of the story, earlier this month, Trump took to social media to threaten Hamas with a last warning. Oh, he's such a ridiculous blowhard. Mm-hmm. I'm sending Israel everything it needs to finish the job. He said, and he said that during the campaign, right? Where are the genocide Don protesters, right? I mean, this is exactly. Anyway, I just didn't he give him to? I give you till noon Saturday, Hamas. Like, we are just laughed at.
Yep.
But this ridiculous bully is leading our country, and it's okay. I'm done. Jody Hamilton. You can hear her on the Bob Seska Show every Tuesday and Thursday. She's fantastic. Yep. SexyLiberal.com. We love you, Jody. And Jody will be in for me all next week when
I'm on
vacation. Hooray.
Tomorrow's Man Meat Wednesday.
Yes, tomorrow's Man Meat Wednesday. I'll see you then. Yummy, yummy.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, turns out Republicans aren't the only ones who don't want to hear from their constituents. Run away. Join us.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 11.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Local radio for you and your community.
It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The White House says President Trump and Russia's Vladimir Putin are speaking as the two look to get Russia to sign off on a plan to end the war in Ukraine. The call comes after Ukrainian officials last week agreed to a 30-day ceasefire proposal. ABC's James Longman has the latest from Kyiv.
As far as objectives go, the United States clearly will want the Kremlin to agree to this ceasefire. As far as Russia goes, well, it could be argued that they've already got at least one of their objectives, which is to be taken seriously, to be accepted into the international fold, to have relations with the United States normalized.
The Israel-Hamas ceasefire shattered overnight as Israel carried out numerous airstrikes over Gaza. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says more than 400 people were killed. Pope Francis, in a letter published today, says his lengthy illness has made him more lucid on the absurdity of war, his top deputy also shooting down suggestions, any kind of a papal resignation. This is ABC News.